Blog Talk Radio.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart.
Another partnership worship service. For the Bible says in Psalms 117 in the King James Version, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his mercy, for kindness is great toward us. and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to let you know we're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Apostle speaks with our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins, who brings us a message from God every Saturday morning, Eastern Standard Time. And Sundays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Partners in Worship Service. At this time, I'd like to play a selection to give our viewers a chance to get on, to call in for prayer requests, to get online on their computers or by Polycon or wherever the good Lord leads you. Amen. To tune in to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. I hope you enjoy this selection. Amen.
Is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy.
Amen. All to the glory of God. Our inspirational scripture is coming from Ephesians 4:4-16, where it says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measures of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the edifying of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Amen. At this time, I would like to acknowledge our caller online. 646-320, God bless you. How are you this evening?
God bless you. Doing very well. Thank you. This is Elder Nicole Jackson, and it's a privilege to be on the line tonight.
Oh, God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. My sister, she's not here right this second, but she's on the line as well, our Evangelist Talbert.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program this evening.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. So at this time, I would like to play a selection to give our viewers a chance to come online or to get on their computers or by Polycon or wherever the good Lord leads you. Amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoy this selection. Where is it?
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Let's worship,
yeah.
Let's pray.
Come on, sing along. Oh,
honor and glorify his name.
Oh.
Amen. Worship and praise. Praise God. I would like for Apostle Jackson to lead us in an intercessory prayer. And what is the Spirit leading you to intercede for today? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Intercessory prayer. Wow. All right. Amen. I'm going to intercede on the service tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, first and foremost, I ask that you would search my heart. If you find anything not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, renew a light and constant spirit in me, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, purge us and wash us through and through, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, now, O God, as we come and intercede tonight on behalf of this part of Pray One for Another partnership, we pray, oh God, that you would have your way and that your will be done, oh God. We pray, God, glory to God, that you would move, God, on behalf of those that are listening, oh God. We pray, God, that you would touch every heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would turn some minds around, oh God, some thoughts, oh God, some ways around, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, oh God, glory to God, hallelujah, God, that you would just deliver, hallelujah, your people on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh God, that blind eyes would open up, oh God. We pray, oh God, that deaf ears would open up, oh God. We pray that the lame would get up and walk, oh God, hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray, oh God, that you would send the anointing that make preaching easy to the preacher, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for revelation, wisdom, knowledge, oh God, on tonight, oh God. We pray, God, that every minister that's part of this partnership, God, but you know what they all stand in the need of, oh God. We pray, God, that you would move upon their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. We pray, oh God, that your way and your will be done in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, praise God. Now we are extending you the opportunity to send in your love gift offerings, and if you would like, for the Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. Now is the time when we would like to extend you the opportunity to truly be blessed, and that is through your giving. For the Bible says in Psalms 96, 7 through 8 in the New Living Translation, O recognize, O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offerings and come into his court. At this time, I would like to pray an offertory prayer. Holy Father, in the beauty of the summer, we thank you for the sunlight of your love, which shines into our hearts through Jesus Christ. We offer to you the love of our hearts and the praise of our lips. We bring to you the strength of our hands. Accept these tithes and offerings as a portion of our very life, and bless them to the spreading of the gospel, to the healing of the sick, to the relief of the poor, and to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now is the time to get out your pen, paper, and checkbook. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18 in the New Living Translation, elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you must not muscle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. And in another place, those who work deserve their pay. At this time, we will play an offertorial selection to give you time to get a pen, paper, and your checkbook so you can bless the woman of God. After the selection, we will let you know where to send your love offerings or gifts to the woman of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Move me, Lord. Yeah. Take full control of me.
Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah, from this place where I'm at. Yeah, I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. Control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody. Yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah. Move me, Lord. Yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah. Move me, Lord. Yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Move me, Lord.
Amen.
And show me which
Hallelujah.
Way to go. Praise His
yeah.
holy name.
Hallelujah.
As you could see, that is my favorite song.
Yeah, that's my baby. That's my
Amen.
Love.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. If you would like to send a love gift offering to our speaker for this evening, you can send it to Apostle Athea Jackson, P.O. Box 217, Roosevelt, New York, 11575. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, 3-11, in the New King James Version, "Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of spirits, to another the interpretations of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." And now we'll have a selection, and after the selection, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our very own Apostle Jackson. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to play a new selection here. Where is it? Here it goes. Amen. Praise God. I hope you like this one.
Oh, yeah. Look at the
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And now our very own Apostle Jackson.
Amen. Grace
Amen.
And peace.
Grace and peace.
God bless everyone on tonight. God bless. Praise you. Amen. Amen. We should honor the Lord on tonight. We honor the visionary. Pastor, Prophet, Apostle Wiggins, Robert Wiggins. We honor him on tonight and to our host, our Evangelist Hilda.
God
to all of us pray one for another, partners in ministry, and to those that are listening on tonight. We
greet
you in the majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful to be here on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God that was a nice rendition, hold on to the hem of his garment.
Amen.
The hem of his garment, we can be made whole. Amen.
Amen.
On tonight, hallelujah, you're going to find me in the Epistle of Hebrews, chapter 12. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. My kids tell me that the way I preach on air, I don't preach like that at church. So I didn't get a chance to preach this morning. That's the Holy Ghost move.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And so we bless God for how he moved on today. Amen. And we pray that he would even move on tonight.
Amen.
The Epistle of Hebrews, the author is uncertain. They give it to Paul, but they're really not sure because of the fact that all of Paul's writing, he talks about it. He says who he is, and then he often talks about validating himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ, and that's not in this particular writing. So they're saying that it could be and it could not be, but it doesn't really matter who the author is. It's a book that concerns, that's written. The key truth is Christ is the perfect priest. So it deals with the priest. It was written about A.D. 68. And the historic time is church growth among the Jews prior to AD 70. The key verse is 12 and 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12. I will read in your hearing verses 1 through 8. And it reads as such, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
Verse 3, for consider him who endured such hostility for sinners against him, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. You have not yet resisted the bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. That's the word of the Lord. And we know that in the spirit there's not male or female. Amen.
Amen.
My subject tonight is very simple, response, not the process. This is a sermon that I preached when I first started pastoring, and it just really came back up in my spirit. I think the preacher speaks on it on Thursday, spoke on it on Thursday night, and it really stayed in my spirit. So tonight, despise not the process. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, glory to God, but despise not the process. When you talk about despise not the process, to despise means to regard with contempt, distaste, disgust, or disdain, or the scorn, or the loathe. And when you look at the word process, process is a systematic series of actions directed to some end. And so when you think about that, you think about milk. There's a process, and even in milk, before we're able to drink it, it has to go through a certain process. Glory to God. I think the word is homogenized. It has to be homogenized before we can even drink it. Glory
Amen.
To God. So it has to come from the cow, and then from the cow, it goes through a process. So it's the same thing in life with us. Glory to God. There's a process in this salvation walk that we have, that we have to go through. God does not want us to stay in the same place, my God, but he wants us to go through a process, and as we go through this process, we grow as we go.
Amen.
The Bible lets us know that this particular chapter 12 talks about a race of faith. Glory to God. We know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. We know that it was faith that took the cloud of witnesses that brought them to the place where it brought them that they could be witnesses unto us. Faith, this particular chapter, it leads from chapter 11 that talks about the different witnesses, Abraham and all of those that Noah and Moses, and how they walked by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Trusting the God that they they talked to, the God that they entrusted, and they trusted him enough to obey what he had told them to do. And a lot of times when God speaks to us, he wants us to obey him. And sometimes some of us have to ask questions, well, why, God, do you want us to do that? Glory to God. But the process, in the process is we must obey God.
Amen.
Glory to God. The word of God lets us know. And in verse 1, it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily besets us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Each one of us have a destiny and purpose in God.
Amen.
And God has set before us our destiny. We all working toward the same cause. We're all working and striving for perfection to get to see Jesus one day. Glory
Amen.
To God. We
Glory.
Are a race that we must run. Hallelujah. There's a prize at the end of the race. Hallelujah. The word of God said it's not the one the quickest, but it's the one, not the fastest, but it's the one that endures to the end. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We got to know that as we go in, glory to God, to get to the prize, there's going to be some ups and downs in our lives. Hallelujah. There's going to be some situations and there's going to be some circumstances that's going to come about in our lives that really don't feel good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this is the process that God takes each one of us through. If you look at the witness Joseph, hallelujah, glory to God, that's God began to use Joseph, and he began to give Joseph the gift of dreams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Joseph did not understand the dreams that God had given him, but he began to repeat those things to people that did not understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. But the Bible let us know that Joseph, hallelujah, glory to God, after telling his dreams to his father, to his brothers, and the brothers did not understand, they took Joseph, because they were jealous of Joseph because of the relationship that he had with his dad. They took Joseph and put Joseph in the pit. But how do you know that the process that Joseph had to get through, glory to God, that he might get to his destiny, and his destiny, excuse me, was that he had to take care of his family. Glory
Praise
to God. Hallelujah. But there was
Hallelujah.
A process. And I guess if I was in that pit, I would despise being in that pit myself. I would be wondering, why am I down here in this pit? Glory to God. This is a place that I know I didn't need to be in, glory to God. But you need to know in life there's some things that you're going to go through. There's some things that you're going to lose, hallelujah, glory to God, that you can get to your destiny and purpose in God, hallelujah, glory to God. And so as we run this race, we look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, glory
Amen.
To God. He's the one, hallelujah, that wrote the book. He's the author of the book, glory to God, hallelujah, and he's the finisher of our faith. It's because
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ dying on the cross, hallelujah, God, that we are able to stand today. For he is a witness, my God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that we can make it to the end, my God. And
hallelujah.
This particular portion of scripture, it lets us know that Jesus had to give up his life. It lets us know, hallelujah, what was set before him, that he had to shed blood and die. But he's letting us know that we don't have to do the same thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't have to do what he did because he had already did it. But there's some other things that we have to consider. But there are some things that we had to endure. There's some hostilities that we have to go through, my God. Hallelujah. Because the truth of the matter is the enemy is mad, glory to God, because of the destiny and the purpose that God has for our lives. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. But the word
Hallelujah.
Of God lets us know, my God, hallelujah, that even though we don't have to shed blood, there's some things that we got to give up. Hallelujah, glory to God, to get to that place in God that we need to get through. Glory
Amen.
The Bible said, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. How many of us like to be chastened? When you think about being chastened, we think about our children as they begin to grow up, glory to God. We did not allow them to do anything and everything that they wanted to do. When
Amen.
Our babies begin to start walking and they begin to touch everything, we spank them on their hands and said, don't touch that.
And then we got home in the neighborhood, and even the neighborhood, the be strong, my God. And may us have the strength of our elders, my God. There's no respect of elders today. There's no patience today. They don't even have a process today, my God. Everything goes today. But I bless God on my soul that God chasing me, my God. And he chasing me because he loved me. He chasing me because he knew that I was his very own. He knew that we had a relationship. Anybody that has a relationship with God, be prepared for chastening. Hallelujah. The chastening is just okay, my God. Hallelujah, God. Be prepared. Hallelujah. God, look down on what you're going through. Because I guarantee you that what you're going through is nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed in your life.
Hallelujah.
The weight of the glory on our life is heavy glory. Glory to God, but to God be the glory, hallelujah, for the things that he has done, to God be the glory, hallelujah, for the things that he's doing in all our lives. Don't despise the process.
That's all
even
right.
Though it don't feel good, it's still good for us, it's good for us. That's right, when we're sick, hallelujah. My courage is to give us a Father John. And that Father John in 3 scriptures was the nastiest stuff. Hallelujah. Come but on. Guess what? It was good for us. It was nasty, but it was good for us. It made us better. It cleaned out our system. So all the coal that was in our bodies, it had to come out. So when God's chasing us, he's chasing us because it's good for us. It's like a medicine. All those atoms that are in our lives have to be killed. Hallelujah, God. Those are the sinful natures that are in our lives that must be taken down, that must come out.
Come
so don't despise the process because God is the author and the finisher of our faith. If he did not get on the cross, we would not have eternal life. If he did not get on that cross, hallelujah. Glory to God, we would not have what we have on today. So you need to know, my God, whoever you are that's looking down on what you're going through, lift your head up. Look to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of your faith. Look to God, for there's no failure in him. Look to God, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, and he's a way maker. Look to God, hallelujah, he can do all things. Right there, oh my God, hallelujah, God. Glory to God. It's a race that we must all run. Paul said in the word of God, hallelujah, he said, I'm not comprehend. I don't understand what I'm going through, what I'm going through. But I know that I have to go through it, my God. I have to do it because I need to know him in the power of his resurrection. We need to know him in the power of his resurrection. Because there was power, oh my God, when he got up. There was power, my God, hallelujah. Power to help us walk right. Power to help us talk right. There was power, hallelujah, in the resurrection. Glory to God. So he had to die, and he had to get back up on the third day. And because he lived, oh my God, we can face tomorrow. Because he lived, hallelujah, we have everlasting life. Because he lived, my God, hallelujah, we can eat from the tree of life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, our God. So despise not the process. Despise not the chastening of the word of our God. Because he loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Do you want everlasting life today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, God. So when you say that you're too grown, hallelujah, that God can't chase you, then I admonish you, prepare to take a flight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. My God, hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Daddy. The God wants the chastening of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you don't want him to chasten you,
yes.
He said, you're a bastard. That's what he said. A bastard means you're illegitimate. You don't
yes.
have no daddy. Man, you don't have a daddy. Hallelujah.
Come
but
on.
He's my heavenly
yes.
Father. He's my daddy. Hallelujah. Because he's my daddy. I love him, glory to God. He takes
glory.
Care of me, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He provides for me. Hallelujah. Because he's the Most High God.
Yes.
He's
yes.
El Yon. He's yes. El Yon. He's a sovereign God. He's El Shaddai. He's a God that's more than enough.
Yes.
He supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. So I don't mind him chasing me because I know that he's chasing me. He's taking care of me. Hallelujah,
yes.
Glory to God. We have some people, hallelujah, that have these men that beat on them. Don't give them nothing. Don't take care of nothing for them, but they're constantly whooping on them. But the God
yes,
we serve, hallelujah, though he whooped us and he's taking us, he takes care of us. He loves
yes.
on us. Hallelujah,
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
And being beat is two different things. But the
Come
God
on.
We serve,
yes.
hallelujah,
Glory
he loves
to
us. So much that he won't allow us to get off on the wrong track. He
Amen.
Won't allow us to go sideways when he wants us to go forward.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. So
yes.
I thank God yes. for the chastening of the Lord.
Yes.
I didn't understand when God was whooping me here, whooping me there. And I'm like, God, what do I do now? What am I doing now, God? What am I doing now, God? But he chased me to the point, and he whooped me up to the point that I be
yes.
a woman of God now. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God. I'm the vessel, hallelujah, that he called me to be.
Thank
and I'm still
you.
A work in process. I'm
yes.
still a work in progress. I'm
hallelujah.
Still under construction, my God. Hallelujah.
My Lord,
and even
my
as
Lord.
I say this, glory to God, and I get finished, when you're even thinking about meat, hallelujah, even the meat, our food, everything has to go through a process. We
yes.
can't eat a piece of meat, hallelujah, but if it's not stamped, you are DS home, hallelujah.
Glory.
So Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, to be through with the process. And to be
yes.
ready, it has to be stamped, DESUS, hallelujah, God, before
hallelujah.
We can even
yes.
go up.
That's right.
So no, there's a process.
Yes.
For our lives.
Yes.
Those of you that are prophets and want to be prophets and have a prophetic mantle upon your life, there's a process in walking in the prophetic.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. There's a
Hallelujah.
Process. Honorable Kashava. It's a lonely walk, it's a lonely place. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you're walking in the prophetic, hallelujah, you will be taken by God. Because God
hallelujah.
Wants to give you to a place that you
yes.
will hear him, my God, hallelujah. He's
hallelujah.
Going to keep you off the phone, hallelujah. So when you prophesy, you're not prophesying telephone prophecy, but you're prophesying words straight from heaven, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
And those
Praise.
Of you that are walking
Praise.
In the apostolic, oh,
yeah.
my God, the apostolic anointing, my God. It's such a
hallelujah.
process, but the Bible
hallelujah.
Said we will be tested to see if we are true apostles. There's signs on our life to
amen.
Show who
amen.
We are, my God. We're going to lose some people, my God, walking as foundational gifts, my God. So don't despise the process, my God. There's a process for you, and there's a process for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, but rejoice in
Praise
the Lord.
Paul
said rejoice, and again I said rejoice. And you might as well rejoice in what you're in. Because greater days, better days are on the way, my God. God is hyperplaning you or catapulting you into the next place in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
To the body of Christ, not so much as a title or position, but in the Holy Ghost, my God. God came in my house today in the church, and he came and he elevated three in the house. I was trying to wait till October, but God. Sunday. That's the big God, said now is the time. Oh my God. God said now is the time to walk in the place where I'm calling you to, my God. Hallelujah, God. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, come up a little higher.
Yes.
Accept the call that I placed on your right set, God. God said, I catapulted you. God said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I sent you from point A to point B. To point C, back to point D. Hallelujah, glory to God. And God said, I did it all for a reason. Glory to God. Hallelujah,
glory.
Jesus. But
thank
God
you.
Said, woman of God, I'm calling you up to another place in me, said God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What time is it? I'll go past my time. Hallelujah.
It's
glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise
glory to God.
Praise
God is calling the body of Christ to come up. To come up. Hallelujah. From where we're at. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up in titles and position, but get caught up in me, says God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because the signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. And
yes.
Tell you, God says, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm about to perform some miracles in your lives and
yes.
in the lives of your family. Hallelujah. To let you see that I am God.
Praise him, praise him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Somebody on the line. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord saying, things have been turned upside down in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Things have been turned upside down in your home. Hallelujah, glory to God. Seems like everything is going wrong. Seem like things are crazy. Hallelujah, glory to God. And God told me to let you know tonight, despise not the process. God said, I'm trying to get your attention, and you're trying not to hear me. So I have to allow some things to happen that I could get your attention. And God said, now, that I've gotten your attention. He said, hear me and hear me well. Hallelujah,
amen.
God said, there's a calling on your life, but you mm-hmm. desire to run the opposite way. Hallelujah, like Jonah, my God. Hallelujah, God. But God said, I got you right where I want you. And all you got to do is surrender unto the call of your life. Because the bottom line is, what God has for you is for you.
Amen.
And you must answer the call of God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. I don't know who that's for. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. But you know who you are. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But despise not the chastening of the Lord on today. Despise not the process. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God. Because the bottom line is, we need the chastening of the Lord because he's our daddy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because he's our daddy,
yes.
he cares for us and he loves us.
Yes.
And if he didn't love us, that means that we're not a part of him.
Hallelujah.
So on tonight, know that we are part of our daddy, our father, which art in heaven. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We were truly blessed by that sermon, and I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a wonderful message tonight.
Thank you, Father.
But the Bible says in Matthew 6:6 in the New King James Version, but you, when you pray, go into your room And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now we would like to give you the opportunity for the woman of God to pray for you or for those online. Our call-in number is 626-213-5681. So right now, now we would like to ask each of our guests to give a brief response on how the sermon was a blessing to them. Amen. Praise God. Area code 516-567. God bless you. Can, in your own words, can you give us a brief response on how this, the message was a blessing to you? Amen. Area code 205-538. Amen. Area code 404-606. Can you give a brief message of how the sermon was a blessing to you? Amen. Area code 804-303. God bless you. Can you give us a brief response on how the message was a blessing to you? Amen. Area code 252-267. Do you have the response or a prayer request?
If you call in on a number.
Amen. Area code 347-608, a response or a prayer request?
Yes, yes. Hi, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, I was truly blessed, Apostle Jackson. It's Apostle Richard. Yes, that really, really blessed me, because that's something I discussed today in my service. You have to go through the process. That was the word on today. You have to go through the process if you want to be used by God.
Amen. Amen.
But don't despise the process.
Hallelujah.
Don't despise it. Because who the Lord loves, he chastised. Like you said, I mean, you were really stepping on my toes. So I was really, really blessed. And I really enjoyed this. And I pray that Yahweh continue to use you and take you to new heights and new depths in him.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Eric code 864-382. God bless you. Do you have a response or a prayer request?
Bless you, God. You was a
wonderful person. I love you, lady. God
bless you,
Reverend Devo. You know what? Truly, that was a word of encouragement for leaders all throughout the body of Christ.
Amen.
So, amen.
God says
Thank
that it's a process we got to go through. There's no shortcut in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're in leadership, it does not mean we won't get chastised. We're going to get. He's chastising all of us. Why? Because he loves us.
Amen.
So we bless God for that word. That was a word of encouragement. Whatever God has for you at the end of the day, guess what? It's going to come to you.
Amen.
From
Hallelujah.
You. Through the process. And whatever God has for you, whatever God has for you to do, that's what's going to happen.
Amen.
People get anxious and they think, oh, no, they're taking my position. And I love the fact that she says it's not about the position.
Amen.
It's never been about the position. God is he's developing you. He's maturing you. He's getting steadfast in your faith. So it's a process that you got to go through so you can mature in him.
Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Work for him. Right? You
Hallelujah.
Can't do work for him until you grow in him. And so I bless God for that word. It was awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She just coming through her voice. I was like, woo, woo. And I don't know who this is for, but this is what God said. And you know, I was listening attentively. Because I said, Lord, that could be for me.
Amen.
Amen. I bless God for Pastor Wiggins, for him, you know, the fivefold ministry he put in place on this line, the people that support him and are praying and teaching and everything. These folks are seasoned. And they come in with God's truth. And I bless God for Apostle Jackson. She's been moving here and there and doing this and doing that and going here and there. And when she comes back with a right now word.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for that.
Praise
God.
Amen. Praise
God. Bless God for Apostle Jackson. I thank God for the word on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Do you have a prayer request for Apostle?
Oh, yes. With all that anointing, you know I'm always going to touch in.
Hallelujah.
Don't y'all feel me just reaching out, giving you this big old godly hug? Apostle Jackson, I am praying that the will of the Lord be done now that my husband and I are getting ready to step into ministry, a local
Amen.
Ministry.
Amen.
I'm just, and that the will of the Lord be done. We've been talking with Bishop Nim about walking in under them as associate pastor. So I'm praying the will of the Lord be done.
Okay.
For us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I love you. I pray. Amen. Father
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, God, you've heard the prayer request of the woman of God as they are now prepared, God. Hallelujah. Their process has come, God. Hallelujah, God. They're prepared now, glory to God, to walk in ministry, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those that they shall sit under, Father, as you continue to prepare them to go out, oh God, that to find a place to plant them somewhere, God. We ask, oh God, for your way, excuse me, and your will to be done in their lives, oh God. We pray, oh God, that even when they get to where they're going, oh, God, those leaders, oh, God, that they will push them, oh, God, and not try to hold them back, God. We bind up that spirit of jealousy, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of intimidation, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. But, God, we send the spirit of freedom, the spirit of liberty, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as they go in, oh, God, to be helpmates to those leaders, God. We ask, oh, God, for a fresh anointing, oh, God, a fresh wind of your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray, God, that it even don't be long, God, hallelujah, that you would open up something, God, in the quickness, oh God, hallelujah, and in a hurry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we know that there are those that need to hear their voices, Father. There are those, God, that you have ordained, hallelujah, that they would shepherd over their souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. But most of all, Father, we pray that thy way and thy will be done for their life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Area code 516-943. Do you have a prayer request or a brief response for Apostle Jackson?
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God.
Vandiselda, can you call back that 804 exchange, please? Ask them 804.
804-303.
Yes.
God bless you. Do you have a prayer request or a brief response for Apostle Jackson?
God bless you. I just have a brief response.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the word. I'm thankful because it's just confirmation. It's like, you know, confirmation has been coming to me all week, and, you know, this is the icing on the cake.
All right.
You know, it's truly a process. God has been beating me into shape, and I'm thankful for it, and I appreciate every bit of it.
Amen.
Amen.
It has really encouraged me. Now I'm just thankful.
Amen. Area code 646-320. Do you have a brief response or a prayer request for Apostle Jackson?
Yes, I praise the Lord. I just wanted to say that was an on-time word, a confirmation word.
Amen.
You know, every day, as we make the body of Christ, how it's just a process. Everything that we go through is a process. It makes us stronger, it makes us better.
Mm-hmm.
My love, every day, even I realize even the more that everything that comes my way, that God allows to come my way, is not to break me, but it's to stretch me and to make me stronger in Him.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's a confirmation word. So it's just a process, and we not to despise the process, because it's the process that makes us stronger in Him. The process gets us to the point where we know Him like never before is our truth in God.
Amen.
And our faith. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the confirmation. I just thank God for just the woman of God that she is and all that she does and what God has in store for her. I just continue to pray for her and say continue to allow God to use you, because God is doing such a great thing and a mighty work in you. God bless you.
Amen. God. Praise God.
God bless you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Apostle Jackson, my prayer request is that I heard some news about a family that we know, and that the mother is a young mother, and they had a hearing for her on Friday, and she's going to receive 25 years in prison. So I'm asking you to pray for her two daughters. She has a 2-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old daughter. So I'm just praying that, you know, the other family members will step in and that those children will not have to go into the system.
Wow.
So I'm praying, Amen. You know, asking you to pray their strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard your prayer petition. Hallelujah, Lord, of your woman servant, oh God.
Yes.
First and foremost, of a mother that has been given 25 years, Father.
Yes.
We pray, God, that even in that, I don't know the situation, but, Father, even in that, we know that you can turn some things around, God. Glory to God. We ask, oh, God, that you would bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh, God. For, God, we know that you are our judge. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we pray, God, that thy way and thy will be done for her life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, if there's any circumstances or any situations that can be turned around that will benefit her, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you would do it. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, and then, oh, God, the children that she leaves behind, that she leaves, oh, God, glory to God, we pray, God, that the family members would step up, Father, that somebody would step up, God, hallelujah, not just step up for the money, my God, but step up because they desire to be a help. To help these children to grow
Hallelujah.
Up in a stable atmosphere, God.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray the one that steps up, oh, God, they're stepping up, Father. Glory to God, for not for riches, not to get homes and not to get this and that, God, but because they desire to be family, they desire to be guardians and have guardianship of these children, Father. We pray that you would bless them right now, right where they are, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. We pray, God, that you would even touch their hearts, God, because I know that their hearts have to be heard, and God, even now, God, we ask that you would lift up that burden from them, oh, God, in the name
Thank
of Jesus.
You, Lord.
Also, we ask that you would bring the family closer together, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you would provide for every need according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. If there are no more prayers, once again, we would like to thank our speaker, Apostle Athea Jackson, and all our guests and viewers for tuning in to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. Now we will have an altar call at the end of the program. If you have not been saved, you can repeat the prayer of faith at the end of the selections of Heaven's Doors. Amen? And now we'll have a few words from our pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins. And after our pastor, then we'll bring back our guest speaker to give us the benediction. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Apostle Jackson, can you just pray for all of our listeners and callers on the line this evening?
Yes.
Until Pastor come in. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go. You
hear me?
Yes, amen.
God, first of all, I'd like to just thank Evangelist Hilda for doing such a fine job.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing to this ministry and her pastor. And we just want to thank once again Apostle Jackson for preaching out of the depths of her heart. Amen. Yes, she truly brought a word from God to exhort the body of Christ, because truly we leaders, we need to go through some things in order to be prepared for the task ahead of us.
Amen.
This was a great, great sermon and such an anointing. Amen.
Amen.
Great to hear. You know, I just had to get on the organ. She just started preaching. I can't sit still when the anointing hit me. I got to go.
Amen. You know, Amen.
I started running around the church. Lord have mercy. That's all right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, truly, I just thank God for everyone who showed up in the spirit this evening.
Hallelujah.
And thank each and every one of you from the depth of my heart. I really want to thank you all for showing up. And if anyone... Is there anyone that have any prayer requests? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Amen. Praise God. So,
Amen.
And I just want to thank Apostle Jackson for doing, as always, a fine job. Amen. We're going to be doing some things, and we're going to be doing some planning, some events.
Amen.
Amen.
Let you know that God is definitely on the move.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to turn it back over to Evangelist Hilda. Amen. And again, I want to thank you again, Apostle Jackson. God bless.
God bless you, Prophet. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. And at this time, we will have Apostle Jackson give us the benediction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I can make a couple announcements before
the
benediction.
Yes,
one thing I wanted to announce was, if it's all right, I wanted to talk about August 24th through September the 6th, I will be going on a missions trip to Kenya and Uganda in Africa. I think that's East Africa, if I'm not mistaken. So I just want to know that anybody that's out there that desires to sow a seed into missions work, amen, the P.O. box that Ivan gave you, you're more than welcome to send in your donations. They're tax-deductible. You send it in. We will send you a tax-deduction letter for your donation. Amen. For God has called us to go to the nations. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is doing in the season in my life. I went 9 years ago, and so after 9 years, he's allowed me to go back. And so I thank God for that. And also, I wanted to announce, I don't know if I'm in my right place, but I'm going to do it anyway. July the 27th, for those that are listening that are here in New York, July 27th, 2013, Evangelist Hilda will be getting ordained as Evangelist. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So those that are here, I guess the next time she will give you the information to where the service is going to be and what time is going to be. Amen.
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 Amen. It's
those are my announcements.
Amen. Praise God. I have to go get the, but I don't have the address to the church yet.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
All right.
It was not on the paper. On the email that was sent to me. The church
is... Yeah, sure, babe.
No, there's no numbers. It just says the name of the church.
Oh, okay. I have to get it for you then. I'll get it for
Amen.
You. I'm sorry. I'll get it for
Amen.
You. I thought it was. Amen.
No,
it's in Harlem.
Amen.
It's in Harlem, New York. It's in Harlem. It starts at 12. It's at St. James
yes.
Community for Gospel Church. Apostle William Harrell is the pastor. Amen. But we had the correct information for you this week.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That's all the announcements. Anyone else have any announcements to make?
I do have one more.
Announcement prayer summit.
Yeah, go ahead, Nicole. This is my director of operation. You can announce it.
Amen.
This is my daughter.
Amen. We have
Amen.
A prayer summit 2013 coming starting on Thursday, July 11th, and we will close out on that Saturday, July 13th. We have some great, mighty men and women of God that are coming forth. This is a vision of our apostles, and we do believe that this is the first of many more prayer summits. We'll have more information for you coming soon.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Reverend Debo, do you have any announcements you would like to make?
I sure wish I had one.
You are so funny. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I was asking Reverend Debo, did she come back with another prayer request?
Oh no. You know what? Everybody sound like, from what I can hear on this line, there was a pastor that did a review to Mother, and he said that's the same thing he preached about today. So it sounds like everybody had a hard time in the Lord today.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, we
amen.
Did. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One mind, one body, one spirit. It doesn't matter where you are fellowship at. It's still
Hallelujah.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
People said, we all
had a
hard time in the
Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's awesome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Amen.
Love you. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. So I guess before I dismiss us, I will pray for everybody that's on the line.
Amen.
Praise
God. Yes, praise
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Father, all hearts and minds clear. We everything.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for every listener that was on the line on today. Father God, we know that you know every need, every circumstance, and every issue in their lives, God. God, we ask that you would move upon their lives in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless us from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to strengthen them as they go through the process, God, and the direction that you have them to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for even giving up their time tonight, a time when they could be getting ready for bed or in their bed preparing for work day tomorrow, but they felt it not robbery to get on, pray one for another on tonight. So, God, we ask for an extra blessing on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to bless them and continue to keep them, oh God. Continue to bless, pray one for another, God.
Amen.
Whether it's Monday or bless from Monday, they on the radio from Sunday to Saturday, God. So if you miss one day, you can catch another. Glory to God. So we thank you for being a part of Pray One for Another. We pray
Amen.
That it has blessed your life. Amen. We pray that God has really spoken unto you in the name of Jesus. We ask that God will keep you covered under the blood and that he will keep all her harm and danger from coming to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, oh God, as we leave from off of this line, God,
We ask that you would keep us covered, that you would be with us, never leaving your presence, God. We ask for your will and your will to be done with our lives. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the assistant pastor for House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are Church Beyond Walls. You've been listening to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. We air every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio. Once again, I am Evangelist Hilda. It's been a blessing to have you, and always remember that Jesus is Lord. And remember, at the end of the selections of Heaven's Door, repeat the prayer of faith. Praise God. God bless each and every one. I love you guys, and thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another Partnership Service. Amen.
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 God
good
bless
night.
You.
God bless God you bless. All.
Chosen by God before the world was made. For the Lord has glorious life of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Darkness was upon the deep, and the earth was void without form. And God said, let there be light, and it was good. Oh, he divided the land from mermaids in the sky, then created the stars and the moon. Hey, and it was good. He said to the host of the heavens, let's make man in our image. Let them have dominion over the earth and all that roams in it. But one thing, it's not good.
Not,
no, 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 no. For man,
to
be alone. He needs
a woman
to
call
his own. Oh, God put man asleep, took a rib from his side, and made a helper that he could always confide in. And it was good. My bone and flesh from my flesh. She was called woman, made from a rib in blessedness to live in holiness. And it was good. And is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Naked,
Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to be. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your word, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Oh. Pick the way to go.
of the road, living day by day, so life goes, never say never, or come what may. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Come what may, for there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Up to a blessing, prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh. I'm all alone, searching for an answer to go on in this life. I'm tired of failure. I tried so many times to find my way, and I'm not sure. I'm all worn out. I'm all worn out. As I walk in the door, I'm crying.